It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, February 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, Facebook releases a new mobile application called Paper. It doesn't really look a lot like Mark Zuckerberg's crowded blue social network, but it is part of his empire, and it might help the company keep building engagement by not looking like Facebook. Our friend and Slate Tech blogger Will Oremus has been reporting on this. Will, how are you?
Doing well, Ben. Thanks.
Paper. Is this a possibly genius invention?
I'm not going to go so far as to say it's genius. I will say this is a really slick-looking app that Facebook just introduced today. It's only going to be for the iPhone. It's going to be free on the iOS store. What it is basically a new way to read Facebook combined with a sort of news reader. It's really trying to appeal to people who want less of the random updates about their friends' cats and babies, and maybe more of what their friends are talking about that's in the news, or what's happening today that's in their area of interest.
This actually is a very compelling idea to me because of just how much crap is in my news feed.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You hear that more and more these days, that people are tired of Facebook. You don't really see it yet in the numbers. People use the Facebook mobile app more than almost every other app on their phone combined. But I think what Facebook is trying to do here is they're trying to build some new alternatives for people who are tired of Facebook. They've already got Instagram, and they've kept that as a separate entity. They've built Facebook Messenger, and now they've got Paper. And Mark Zuckerberg said on an earnings call that there will be more in store in the years to come.
And you mentioned this earnings call. It's a pretty good time for Facebook, at least at the moment. And I suppose a big part of that is advertising, and this app is pretty well situated to deliver you some of those ads.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they make use of ads in this new app. But you're absolutely right. Facebook has just been performing beyond anyone's expectations in terms of getting advertisers to buy ads on its mobile app and mobile website, and then actually getting people to click on those ads. I think this is a good sign for the media industry as a whole. You know, I mean, there's been big concern that as people move to reading the news on their smartphones, that you can't advertise there anymore. You know, people don't click on smartphone ads. Facebook is showing that that isn't necessarily true.
Will Oremus, tech blogger at Slate. Will, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
Some of the newer high-valued companies in Silicon Valley these days are more focused on sharing with your business partners than sharing with your friends. Example, Box helps people and businesses share documents and other data on the cloud. And the young company privately filed for an IPO a few days ago. Eric Schoenberg is the editor-in-chief of Inc. magazine.
It can take the temperature of whether there's interest in the market, whether they're complying with SEC rules without jumping through the hoops that you have to jump through once you file publicly with the SEC.
If Box has its paperwork in order, a public offering could come soon. The company's been valued at over $1 billion. Schools in the city of Los Angeles are buying iPads in bulk, like tens of millions of dollars worth. It sounds more awesome than it is if you're a middle schooler. The tablets will not be used for games and Netflix, but for state testing. But these iPads need reliable Wi-Fi, and that might also prove costly for school district Los Angeles Unified. KPCC's Annie Gilbertson has this report.
It's the pits. You're in the middle of a project and snap, the internet goes out.
The images wouldn't come up, nothing.
That's Rosemary C., a student at the Diego Rivera Learning Complex. C.'s new LA Unified issued iPad lost internet connection while she was crafting a slideshow for her chemistry teacher.
But he gave me an extension until my internet was working.
As iPads go out, the district will spend over $500 million this year, so outages like this don't happen. The price tag is high, says Joe Manali, a network engineer at Caltech, because costs start far from the building, out on the street.
A lot of the pipes going through the city or between cities, those have been built. The problem is, how do you get from the middle of the street to the house? And how do you do that for everybody in the city or everybody in the county?
Putting LA Unified online is like putting a whole city online. There are more students in the school district than there are people in Seattle or Boston. The federal government is shelling out $2 billion for schools to lay fiber wire and buy servers. Often, the districts will pair the federal funds with locally issued bond money to pay for the upgrades. But there is good news. The wire is built to last. Patrick Cahalan manages servers at Caltech and says after the fiber is brought in from the street, it winds into a large closet with a bunch of fans.
Because a rack full of servers is like a rack full of hair dryers, all on, going full blast all the time.
From there, the cable runs out to classrooms so all those new iPads can connect to Wi-Fi.
The cable plan in this building won't need to be updated, probably for the life of the building.
Which may make LA Unified's average cost of nearly $750,000 per school a little easier to swallow. In Los Angeles, I'm Annie Gilbertson for Marketplace.
Before we go, there's been a lot of talk in recent days about the future of Microsoft, also subsidiaries like phone maker Nokia. Microsoft's purchase of Nokia was an acrimonious affair, especially in Finland, where Nokia was something of a crown jewel of modern business. But even as the company was losing ground to Apple and Android phones in recent years, it also set up a program to help the workers it was having to lay off with grants and job retraining. The result? 400 new startups have sprung up in Finland alone from former Nokia workers. A reminder that when a company takes care of even the people it has to let go, it can spur a whole new generation of innovation. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.